And afterward Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. Let my people go so that they may celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness. But Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and besides, I will not let Israel go. Then they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go a 3 days journey into the wilderness so that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Otherwise, he will strike us with plague or with the sword. But the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you let the people neglect their work? Get back to your labors again, Pharaoh said. Look, the people of the land are now many, and you would have no longer to give the people straw to make bricks as previously. Have them go and gather straw for themselves. But you shall impose on them the quota of bricks which they were making before. You are not to reduce any of it because they are lazy. For that reason they cry out, let us go and to our God. Let the labor be heavier on the men and have them work at it so that they will pay no attention to false words. So the taskmasters of the people and their foremen went out and spoke to the people saying, this is what going to give you any straw. You go get straw for yourself wherever you can find it, but none of your labor will be reduced. So the people scattered through all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. And the taskmasters pressed them, saying, complete your work quota, your daily amount, just as when you had straw. Moreover, the foremen of the sons of Israel, who Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and asked, why have you not completed your requirement?
said, Lord, why have you brought harm to this people?